You know, I never know what I'm gonna say when I start talking. I have an idea, but I've actually already said it before. But at the same time, there's new revelation. Even though it's already happened, it's happening now. Time is just a revelation. So let's say you're dealing with a narcissistic person, but you can't really discern their character right up front. You know, if you have a coworker, a new coworker comes in, it takes about 30 to 60 days before you learn if they're going to be a help, be on the team, or they're going to be selfish, or if they're going to help the team or hurt the team, you know. And so revelation is what this thing's about. So let's say somebody crosses your path, a narcissistic person, but you don't know they're narcissistic because they know how to talk the talk, you know. They know what's legit, and they know what you're going to put up with. If when you first start talking to a narcissist and they start cursing you out, you just walk away. Or if they start gaslighting obvious things, you walk away. If they start contradicting themselves, you walk away. So when you're dealing with people, it's no different than reading the Bible. It's no different than life. It starts to reveal itself. Who's who? Who's real? Who's fake? Over time, the saints will shine more gloriously. You can actually see the divide right now. Those who believe the Bible stand under the blood of Jesus, because they were bought with a price, the precious blood. Those who stand at the cross by faith alone, in Jesus alone. Those who actually endure hardship through the cycles of time, it starts to reveal who the real believers are and who the agents of the devil are, the agents of Satan. And so, as you go about your Christian walk, you're going to start to see, if you're serious, if you're really willing to go through the pain to see what you're really in, because this, if you want to live in Delulu land, go ahead. But when you really start digging for the truth, get ready. Because when you peel back all the layers, the corporation, the politics, your nation, the Gentile nation, the holidays, the music. When you start to peel back the layers, you realize you're in Babylon. Because you see all these images of Babylon, Egypt, and all that of old. And then you read in Revelation, Babylon has fallen, Babylon has fallen, has fallen. In Revelation 18, Babylon has fallen. So you see it before you showed up on the scene, and you see it in Revelation after you're gone off the scene. But it's actually happening now. And when you peel back the layers of any onion, delusion, bubble, you're going to cry. You start to peel back the layers of the onion, you start to cry. That's why when somebody's been married to a narcissist for 20 years, it almost devastates them when they really see what they were dealing with. They just were blinded by distraction. So your society, so by me taking a year and a half off, it started in July of 24. I started seeing the fake reality bubbles everywhere. And then, lo and behold, the very thing that you see around you tries to pull you in, right? And you're like, okay, we'll just try the spirits. But you even, because you look, okay, so you're sitting here in the spirit walk in 5D, looking at the 3D creatures going around their circuit in delusions inside Babylon, right? And everybody's got their fake reality bubble. So you're in the 5D, walking down here and amongst the 3D creatures. Then one of the 3D creatures says, hey, I hear you. I'm just like you. I believe like you. But they don't, it's all lies. But you say, okay, in your mind, you're thinking, okay, I'll try the spirits. I don't think it's possible, but we'll just see. First week. Well, you know, that's a red flag. Second week. Well, that's a really, where'd that red flag come from? That's totally different than what was portrayed from the get-go. Third week. That is a third red flag that's really too much to handle. Maybe this person's an emotional basket case, and maybe they never had anybody care about them. So let me give them a little bit of grace. Maybe they never experienced real love from God, you know, God's love for them, for their soul and their emotions, their health. They've never had anybody care about their health, their emotions, who they are as a person. So let me try. Fourth week, even though you go the extra mile, you extend yourself and you say, okay, so you're trying to give them God's love and understand their trauma from whatever they had in the past, which they probably deny. They're the ones causing the trauma, really. When you step, after 6 months, you realize they're the ones causing the trauma and everybody else. They are the trauma maker. They are the toxic person. But the victim, you know, is all a victim mentality. So then you say, I'm done. And then you go one more time, one more round the mountain. What? They always try to come back in 2 months. 1 week, I mean, they come back. 2 weeks. Okay, they come back. They do something stupid. Come back 1 day, 2 days, 5 days, 7 days, 2 weeks. And then they try a month, you don't, 2 months, they try. If you go back, that's the final straw, you know, usually. If it's extended past 2 months, that's the final straw. It's the same pattern. Because the leopard can't change its spots. So now when you're looking at a narcissist, you're not looking at an individual per se, you're looking at a system, Neo. And when you look at that system, it's called the flesh mind. It's called the 3D matrix. It's called the AI flesh mind. The AI 666 cube flesh mind. And they learn how to put on the fake smile and the painted face at work. And so they learned how to do it in their family growing up. And they learned how to do it with their cousins and their aunts and uncles. And, you know, it starts out, they learn how to do it in their family. Then they had to learn how to do it on a job. Then they had to learn how to do it on relationships. And then they monkey branch so much, they learn some kind of game. But notice, I said, there's a red flag the first week, two, the second week, three, the third week, three red flags within a month. And it's probably about 10 red flags within a month. So they destroy themselves. They always destroy themselves because it's Wile E. Coyote. The system, the Babylonian systems, they've actually become an embodiment of Babylon. They've become an embodiment of the devil. They've embodied a satanic cult mindset. And so I don't care if it's a Mormon church, a Jehovah's Witness, or a Pentecostal cult, I don't care what it is, they've embodied that system, and it's a fractal. And so once you step back and look at the fractal hologram, you really realize that Babylon's all around you. You're eating it, you're drinking it, you're breathing it. Unless you get saved, then you eat and drink of that eternal life. But down here is the snake eating itself. And so as the snake eats itself, what happens? The flesh cuts the flesh. They destroy each other. And when you step back and get back in the spirit walk away from these flesh creatures, they have to destroy each other. Recently somebody says, why? I said, why do they get mad? I'm just speaking the truth. Well, she said, some people can't handle the truth. That's the spirit of Babylon. Most people don't, they can't handle that it's them. They can't look in the mirror. They can't admit they're the problem. That's the spirit of Babylon. Blame game, shifting, projection. Instead of saying, hey, sorry, I made a mistake. They can't ever do that. Because if they admit wrong, that's contrary to Babylon. That's the upside down pyramid. The Freemason pyramid is rise up and be better and better and good enough. And if you admit wrong, you're admitting sin. And if you admit sin, you deserve hell. And all that virtue signaling that you did all those years of your life, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of your life, you virtue signal that you're a good person. When you, instead of saying, hey, I'm a sinner, my sin stinks to the high heaven, Lord, save me. And then the Holy Spirit comes in and dwells, and He changes you. And it's not performance. It's not rule-based. It's not fake. It's real. It's real. It's Christ in you. He that began a good work. What is the work is he talking about? Moving you from a works base to your identity in Christ, where you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, and moving you from works base into spirit walk and embody the spirit of truth. Before you get saved, you embodied lies. So when you start to embody the truth and you walk in the spirit, your roadrunner, and look, they're gonna try you. I promise you, they're coming to catch. Is he real? Is she real? The spirit-filled walker, are they real? I promise you, the Wiccan cult is coming to test you and try you to see if you're the real deal, because they've never seen anything like it. And if you are the real deal, then you need to become an Illuminati sacrifice in their system. And if you step away from that, guess what? They have to monkey branch to a lesser deal, and they destroy each other. And they don't even know what's going on. There's somebody in the coven who's a higher level person saying, okay, I got one for you, knowing that they're going to be defeated. So let's say there's a coven of seven witches. And one of the coven leaders knows that one of the witches is trying to rise up and be more powerful than the main witch. So the main witch says, I got one for you, who she knows is powerful, spirit walker. I want you to go pretend to be a Christian and try to take him down. And so the coven leader saw one rising up and said, okay, I'm going to knock her down. So they set her up, say, okay, if you want to rise up, you can take this person down and you get to the next level. And then when they face off with a spirit-filled believer and they get knocked down, the whole thing falls apart and they don't rise up. My point is, how do you rise up in a Freemason system? Sacrifice. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. How do you rise up in any system? Somebody's got to pay. And they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to do the blood, sweat, and tears. So they want somebody to sacrifice for them. Because the reason they don't want to sacrifice, because Jesus already paid it. He is your sacrifice. He is your rest. So he's going to give you the power. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. So the reason they can't sacrifice themselves and rise up by themselves, and they need flying monkeys to help them, is because they don't have any power. Because they don't have the Holy Spirit. So you tie Babylon together and you see the fake reality bubbles that they're trying to put around you. And you as a believer, you have the Word of God. You go to Proverbs, you go to New Testament, Apostle Paul, the Old Testament, blood sacrifice, you claim the blood, and it knocks them back. And all their curses are fake because you're covered by the blood. And they can't understand how you defeated them. Because you got the power. They have no power. The only power they have is their cult or their coven or their people, their flying monkeys or their people they went into agreement with to try to take you down, or other people, you know. It's really a trip. And if you think about it, the woman's the weaker vessel, so is Genesis 3. It was, you could have prophesied that covens would exist by watching Genesis 3, because Eve tried to yoke up with the devil to usurp God. And so the coven witches are trying to yoke up together to usurp the authority of man, get in the house, just like they say a lot of times these housekeepers from Guatemala, they come into a man's house, clean his house, and she's in there stealing money and trying to take him down. And so she destroys the household. There was one housekeeper that destroyed a marriage that was on the news, and somebody got killed or something. And so 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. And so the coven could have been, the covens and the secret societies could have been prophesied from Genesis 3, because Eve went to the dark side. And look at Cain. Cain had a mark, he was a vagabond. So the vagabonds have to become gypsies, and so the witches are like gypsies in disguise. They might have a job, but they have a gypsy organization that you don't know about, and they're all trying to steal, kill, and destroy because they don't want to sacrifice and endure hardship, you know, because they don't have the power.